Oh, hello, hello. Welcome so much to week seven. I'm excited. Of course, I'm always excited, I think. Well, not always. Not always. In fact, I think I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. But in general, I'm always excited to be talking with y'all. So what I want to talk about today is the idea of our future, right? Like what I like to call the future you. And I was recently in a book, it's called The One Habit. And the reason that they asked me to be in that book was because I talk so much about doing something each day that's going to make the future you more appropriate, feel better, happen, right? And that's a little bit what I'm talking about today, but today it's a little different because if we think about it, like whatever we do today, like each day, actually has a huge outcome on our life, our future life, right? Like whether it's today or tomorrow or 10 years from now, it's the choices we make now affect us later on. And so today, when I'm thinking about it, what I want to talk about is how to use the future you idea and how to bring it back so that it's not this nebulous thing out there, right? Like it's just not this thing that's like so far out there in the future. You're like, you know, I've got a dream, but like, what do I need to do right now? Do I eat the cookies or not? Kind of thing. Forget that. We want to bring it back to where it's part of our day to day. So the first thing I'd like to say is that our future is better and is more perceivable. Let me think about that. Let me say it in a different way. Like when our future is easy to perceive as like better, and by better in this circumstance, we're talking about when we feel good, right? I always say when we feel good, we do good. But the truth is that it's real, right? When we feel good, then we make better choices. We make better decisions. When we're not hurting, we're not like in a, you know, hurting in a bad mood. We're not easy to snip at somebody. Or when we're feeling like we're really on track, then it's easy to be more compassionate with other people. It's just, it's a trickle. It's a, not a trickle. It's probably a waterfall. It's like a domino effect. Like when you feel good, you just do good all the way across. So feeling good here, what I want to talk about is like doing the things that make us feel good physically. And physically, it's going to be physical. It's going to be mental, right? Like this is such a mind game. Everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people want you to think that being fit is nothing more than depriving yourself of certain foods or eating only the certain things that they say are the right things and then only doing the exercises that they say are the right exercises and then it's done, right? You're fit, you're done. But that's not the way it works. That's not real life. What real life is having something that's so sustainable, that's so like easy actually, that becomes just a part of who you are. So that's our job right now. Our job is to figure out how to dream big and then bring it back closer. So I would just want to say like when our fitness, and I've probably said this 100 times, but I'm just going to say it again. When our fitness is a priority, like when we really make it like one of the top priorities in our life, then each week we get just a little bit better. And if you consider it, like I do like numbers, like I wouldn't be considered a numbers person, but I do look at numbers and I like to look at the idea of that. If each week you're getting just a little bit better and there's 52 weeks in a year, then at the end of the year, at the bare minimum, we've gotten 52% better because we're just getting a little bit better each week. Some weeks we get a lot better. And some weeks we might slip and fall backwards, but it doesn't matter because we're in this for the long game, right? We're in this for the future you, for the future me, for the future of all of us and our kids, our families, and everyone else. Because when we feel good, it's we're a whole lot better for them. So enough of that. Let's think about this right now. So the future you, like a lot of times people talk about like setting goals, like setting big goals, come up with that big goal of the thing that you want, right? And then shoot for it. And I don't know about you, but I find that to be inspiring, but not sustainable. And the way I, and what I mean by that is that maybe I have this big goal of, I don't know. Let me think of a big goal. I have this big goal of living in the mountains in Tennessee and in this beautiful house on a river, rowing every morning, whatever it is, right? So let's say I've got that big goal. That's out there, right? That's not today, that's out there. And it's a little nebulous, right? So when we have goals that we want, especially fitness goals, we have to bring them close. And the way we bring them close is by making them actionable. And I talk about goals because it's an easy word to use, but this is just like life choices, life dreams, what we want. And so I'd like you to think about what would be fabulous for you from a fitness standpoint. And we've talked about this. I know we've talked about this more than once. So like, what are some of the things that you would like to do? And then I'm going to get really specific in a second. And then we're going to bring them closer, like 90 days, and then bring them closer like this week, and then bring them even closer like today. So let me give you an example. Here's something that came up for me. So I'd like to go do a bike packing trip. So that's where you get on your bike, you put all your gear on your bike, and then you ride for an extended period of time. Usually you're usually you're camping along the way. So that sounds like fun to me. It's different from backpacking because you're going to use a lot more muscles. You're going to use different muscles than you normally use. Like when I'm backpacking, I know that, you know, I mean, it's work, absolutely, but it's a very specific thing. Like, you know, there's specific muscles used going up, going down, things like that, but it's kind of a solid like this. But when you're bike packing, there's a whole lot more that goes into it physically. You're a lot more engaged. So I said, okay, that's a dream. I'd like to do that. So then when I look at it, I go, okay, that's something I could do. And right now, what's in my way? What's in the way of me being able to do that? So like one thing straight up is that I don't think I'm strong enough today to go out and do, well, let me say that. I don't think I'm strong enough the day this is being recorded to go out and do that bike packing trip. I mean, there's a lot to it. So what I have to do is I got to go, okay, what's in the way? And a couple of little like tweaks going on in my hips right now. That's another thing. So there's two things that are in my way. Probably the third thing is, I don't know. I can pretty much figure out all the gear, but let's just say the gear is the third thing in the way. So what's in the way, right? So those are the three things that I know that I need to think about. And then to bring it closer, what do I need to do in the next 90 days? And I like using 90 days because 90 days it's just a simple number. Like it's not so far out that you feel like you don't, like it's nebulous again, right? It's not like that big dream way out there. But it's also close enough. It's close, but it's also gives you the time to do the things you need to do, right? Because doing the things that you need to do, there's a lot that goes into this. So, right, first I have to get rid of some injuries. Second, I have to gain some muscle. Third, I have to gain some knowledge. So that's my 90 days. Then I bring it even closer because to bring it closer, what I would do is I'd say, okay, what's my focus this month, right? Where's the focus? Where does the focus have to be this month? So for me in this particular example, and we'll do a couple more examples, but for me in this particular example, when I look at it, the focus has to be gear's easy. I can learn that third month. Muscle's pretty easy too. I'm already pretty strong. I just have to fine tune some things. So number one for me is to make sure that my joints, my hips, everything is working properly so that I can do all the other things that I need to do, right? That's the base. So focus this month is going to be, for me, it'll be like, you know, exercise that, what I would call restoration. Okay, let's just stick with that restoration for right now. And then next month, the focus will be muscle. And then the following month, the focus will be gear. But, all right, the trick for me on this particular thing is that it's not like I'm going to quit doing the thing that I'm focusing on each month. I'm just layering on more. So next month, not only would it be muscle, but it would also be restorative still. And then the third month, it would be restorative, muscle building, and gear. So what I'm doing is I'm making it easy for myself by starting with something that's a little smaller for me, but I know that it's the base, it's the foundation, and then taking it out. So then once I've got my focus for the month, the next thing I'm going to do is say, okay, what's my focus for this week, right? What does my week look like? And the week is going to be, of course, the schedule. We have to have the schedule, right? Hang on just a sec. I'm losing my voice today. So that schedule, and actually this is kind of funny because it's Monday morning when I'm recording this. And I sat down to make some notes about it. And I realized when I got to this point that I hadn't done my schedule for the week. I just like hadn't done it last night like I normally do. So I stopped everything. I went and I set up my schedule for the week. And I do this each week, right? It is what's going to keep us on focus. It's going to keep us accountable. And we'll talk about this more next week. But first, just like the idea of the schedule is that thing that's going to be your, oh, I can't think of the word. There is actually a word that we'll just call it your compass for right now. So I came back and I looked at my schedule for the week. So if my schedule for the week is, or my focus for the month is restore, like, you know, figuring out how to restore and rebuild some of these things that aren't working as well, then that's going to be my foundation for the whole week, right? I'm adding restore. And then I'm going to layer on the other things that I do. Like I know for me personally, I'm really needing to do cardio like every day. And so cardio each day, and then with the exception of a couple rest days, right? And then layering in some weights, but the weights are going to be light this month because I'm working on restore. And then today, so what's, once I have my schedule, what's today look like? And generally speaking, like I can't say it's 1,000%, but generally speaking, that that day on my calendar, it is what's going to happen. Like it is what's going to happen this day. So yeah, so whatever's on the calendar is what's going to happen today. And so keeping that in mind, like make sure that you know what your day can do. Like for me, knowing that knowing what my week looks like allows me to know what my day can look like, because my week might look really busy, right? Like I might have a super busy week. So what I do is I figure out which days are going to be less busy. So that's what you've got to do, is you've got to just like kind of think about where that week is going to be. So stopping for a second, and let's just think about this, because what I want you to look at is the idea of dreaming big, right? What is your future you want? And then bringing it closer, then doing a 90-day, a week, and then a day. So let's come up with this in another way. What about if what you want to do is, let's say that you say that you want to look good in a bathing suit, right? I don't know. And you think that involves having to lose weight. So that's what your goal is. So think about that for a second. So in your future, you have a picture, get something that you can get excited about. Okay. Like dream big. What's that look like? Maybe that looks like you're on a vacation and you're in Bali or wherever it is that you say that you want to go, that, you know, is going to be an awesome bathing suit vacation. You're doing things, right? You're doing things that look like fun to you. Okay. Maybe fun to you is doing stand-up paddleboarding. Maybe fun to you is going kayaking. What are those things that are going to be fun to you? Like what's going to get you excited, right? Like dream big, come up with some fun future you thing that's going to happen. Then take it and go, okay, bringing it back to, let's say, the next 90 days. What can you focus on in the next 90 days that's going to get you closer? So in this instance, we're going to make up a couple of things. One of them is going to be food, right? Because if you need to lose weight, it usually means that you need to shift how you eat, what your nutrition is, you know, all of those good things. Next one's going to be adding some cardio, because once again, if you think you need to lose weight, then you don't just lose weight by like dieting, deprivation, forget that. Let's not do that. You lose weight by adding in the right nutrition and the right exercise. Then you have to also add in muscle, because muscle is always going to keep you, well, it's going to keep you where you want to be. it's going to make you look better, and it's going to also keep your metabolism up. So it's you know, you have a set point. So 90 days. Let's then say, okay, what's the first piece of that 90 days that you've got to focus on? It's probably going to be nutrition. All right. So that first month, you're going to have your focus be on nutrition. Like, what do you need to do differently? We all know, like, personally, I would say to everyone, just skip all these fad deprivation diets. Don't do them. Just promise me you won't do them. And just like, look at what you eat, because gut wise, everyone knows what they should and shouldn't be eating. We all do. Like, I mean, we're not dumb. We're actually very, very smart. And we know what's going to work for us and what isn't. And then, you know, and the things that aren't working for you, take them out. Just, you know, like if it's ice cream every night, lose it. Maybe switch it to, I don't know, ice cream once a week, whatever it is. Like, just look at your diet, look at your nutrition, and just start adding into it. So your first month, your focus is going to be nutrition. Your second month, your focus is going to be cardio. And then your third month, your focus would be muscle, right? So then you've got your 90 days laid out. The next thing you want to do is you want to bring it back in, and you got to go, okay, what's my week look like? So what's the focus going to, like, what's my week schedule going to be? So maybe your week schedule is, instead of, like I talked about with, basically my week schedule is exercise. Like, I know what I need to do to exercise. I'm pretty good with nutrition already, and we can talk about that, because right now when this is being recorded, it's during 2020 when we've had a bit of a difference in our life, a little bit of a pandemic, and my nutrition has changed. It hasn't been the greatest. So that's another story for another day, but thinking about this, like, your first thing is nutrition. So in your schedule that week, maybe what your schedule is that Sunday is the day that you put on to do all your food for the week. Maybe it's the day that you build your menus and go shopping, or maybe it's the day you cut up all the vegetables, whatever it is. Like, you know, it's all different for everybody. So what's Sunday look like? And then what's Monday look like? And focus on nutrition first on that, on your schedule, then come back and layer in some cardio, layer in some, you know, whatever else you do at that time. So that's how you use this. When you look way far ahead, you look to the future, and then you come back. Okay. A couple of other things around this. One of them is that, and we talk about this more in the coaching call this week, but thinking about what you can do each day that's going to make it better for the future you. Okay. Like, if you're making a decision in the day, like let's say there's a point in the day where you make this decision. Should I do, how about this? Should I go out for the Mexican food, or should I like stay home and eat the, I don't know, zucchini spirals or whatever it is, right? So those are actually decisions that you make in the moment that you can engage the future you in, right? You can think about, like, you'd think about it and you'd be like, okay, so this is a decision to make right now. And how's it going to help me, not just like, you know, make me feel good right now, but how's it going to help me in the future? And I do not mean that we're all about always making the choice that is the right choice, right? It's not all about that. And it's about making choices that make us feel good. And it's about making choices that make it better for us in the future. So maybe the thing is that, like, for me, I really enjoy Mexican food. So maybe that choice that day is, I go have the Mexican food, whatever. But I might just make some different choices later in the day that involve, you know, a little more exercise, or maybe making sure that, you know, dinner is a better dinner, whatever it is, right? We're not depriving ourselves, but we are considering the choices that we make, because a lot of times choices that we make are based on habits in the past, and they're not necessarily based on what we want in the future, because it seems too far out. So that's why I like to dream big and then bring it back in. Okay. Dream big and then bring it back into where you are right now. So thank you for being here this week. I can't wait to connect with you on the coaching call. And if you have any questions, just let me know. You can drop them to me, of course, via email or in the Facebook group, whatever works for you. Thank you. And I will see you a little later. Bye-bye.